well. I hope you enjoyed my story of the Fox Sisters. And I want to thank you joining me here for my Toppy's Terribly Twisted Tales. Spooky goings-on all month long in celebration of gay crema, as Big Fatty would say. All right, there you go. Just as it was heard originally, way back in 2010. I just have a few remarks before I let you go. First of all, yeah, whatever.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
Gay crema, as Big Fatty would say.
Yes! Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 4105 of the BFO for two, I say Tuesday the 31st of October 2023. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me. Y'all, I'm going to tell you all about my day and catch up on some voice letters.
Ladies and gentlemen, please rise, remove your pants, and join Stevie B with the singing of the Bulgarian National Anthem.
We are loyal to Bulgaria, vulture of the West, and we toil for Bulgaria, feathering her nest. The soil of Bulgaria through all the world is known, from her heights to her dairy area. Bulgaria stands alone.
Goblins, Big Fatty, hi everyone, I hope you're too, I say Tuesday is going well, y'all, you goblins, yes, Big Fatty, was there a gentleman caller, no, not that kind of goblin, Big Fatty, how about Tom Turkey, oh, Big Fatty, that scared me, no, not that kind of goblin either, y'all, it's ghosts and goblins, y'all, it's gay crema. And, y'all, you know, Big Fatty also refers to gay crema as amateur night. But, y'all, I'll be handing out the candies to the little goblins here in Fat Acres. And, y'all, I hope there's not a black cat that crosses your path.
This is the part where Poodle goes and eats some cake.
See y'all today, gay crema, the 31st of October. Y'all, it's a very important celebration of exiting the birth canal. Big Fat, is it Witch Gertrude? No, it's not Witch Gertrude. But y'all, speaking of goblins, y'all, this person, they like to sneak in and poke you in the middle of the night. Big Fatty, so it is a gentleman caller. No, not that kind of poking. Y'all, I've never met this person face to face. But y'all, they have quite the haberdashery. They go to the haberdashery because y'all, they've always got on a stylish top hat. Big Fatty, and y'all, I think the only person that has ever met this person face-to-face in the Pride 48 community is the mysterious Crone Haven. Oh, Big Fatty. Y'all, I am talking about the person that will keep you up at night. Big Fatty, are you sure it's not a gentleman caller? Well, it's beginning to sound like one. Yes, Big Fatty. Y'all, I am talking about none other than the one and only Whitman Tinker. Big Betty, we love Whitman Tinker. It's true, and yes, and we love that Trazodone is his kryptonite. It's true. So, y'all, if you see Whitman Tinker on the Twix or the Metaspace or the Woolly Mammoth or the Spools or on your front porch sticking his hand out for the candies, wish him a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal. And Big Betty, I hope he gets a big old piece of cake. Yes,
happy birthday, happy, happy birthday to you.
Big Betty, this is kind of spooky. Spooky music, it's true. Y'all, let's see. Y'all, last time I spoke to you was yesterday. After I spoke to you yesterday, now let me think here. The sports ball ran, I had just finished the LFC, and the NEP stopped by for a little visit, and y'all, I cooked up some cube steak to have during the week as an entree, as they say. And so we chatted and caught up from the weekend. And then y'all, the 60 minutes was running a little late because the sports ball ran a little long. And but y'all, it was, Big Betty, there's somebody knocking at the door. It was all fine. Oh, Big Betty, shall I go check the door?
No, it'll be fine.
Big Betty, it's opening itself.
What did I do? I watched part of the 60 minutes, and y'all, then my former coal miner friend here in Fat Acres, he stopped by, and we chatted for, about an hour and a half, and y'all, he left around a Big Betty. He left, around 10 p.m., maybe a little bit after that, and y'all, I was ready to crawl into the chamber. Y'all, I did not watch the big one, although I did record it. And, y'all, it's good. It's getting good. And, I did sleep like a baby. Woke up, a little bit after 6 a.m. in the morning, pedaled around for a while. Finally got up and had my coffee, read the paper, did my puzzles, got the Sudoku without a problem. And, then I was off on the morning nipple walk, did Fat Acres, did the big circle. Y'all, it's a little humid, but that's okay. Y'all, it's Gay Crema night into All Saints Day November the 1st. Y'all, don't forget tomorrow when you wake up, it's time for Rub It.
Yes, Big Betty.
What was I saying? Y'all, it's supposed to... Y'all, we're going to be down in the 30s Thursday night, I think. And y'all, the highs are going to be in the 50s to the low 60s.
Yeah, it's like it's going to be November.
Yes, Big Betty, it is.
It's true. Y'all, don't forget, change your mark in calendars to the new month.
Yes, Big Betty, you get to turn the Mr. Naked Man calendar to Mr. November. Yes, the 11th month. I wonder if that corresponds to anything.
Well, it may. But anyway, y'all, after I finished the nipple walk, I came back, and that's when I watched the Big Brother. And y'all, it was lovely.
Just lovely, I tell you.
And I thoroughly enjoyed the outcome of it. And y'all, I'm not going to spoil it. Not going to spoil it. But y'all, Gay Crema Night tonight, as you hear this, except for Moose P. Y'all, they're having a special Gay Crema episode of the Big Brother. And so y'all, I'm sure it'll be spooky. It'll be spooky. Oh, yes, Big Fatty. Maybe the chin butt will be there. No. Y'all, then I got me a good shirt. A good hot shirt. And y'all laid down and woke myself up a couple of times Well, I was making scary noises. Yes, Big Fatty, out of both ends. And y'all, I think that pretty much has been my day. Yes, Big Fatty.
Oh, you big fat thing, you're hamming it up. Hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, he is fat as sin. And oh, you still talk to him. And I don't know why. But you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Oh. Hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, his whole life's a sham.
Big fat thing. Cheese and rice? No wonder Daniel doesn't call you. He hates long introductions. This voice message greeting or whatever is like 27 seconds long or 47, whatever it was. But anyway, nonetheless, I digress. I'm just calling to tell you, fart pants, this message is for Scotty and, I just got my second bill for my surgical procedure, and this one here was for like one x-ray, and it was $19, and I paid it over the phone with my charger plate. And the other day I got one, and it was for $700, almost $800, and I paid it over the phone with my charger plate. So I'm growing old and paying my bills like an adult instead of sending a check in the mail with a stamp on an envelope. And then yeah, so that's all I was
going to
say to Scotty. So, Woodhaven.
Dear Gussie, y'all, of course, is Miss Bacon. And Miss Bacon, thank you so much for the call. Always lovely to hear from you. And I'm more than happy to pass that along to the little Aussie. Oh! Oh!
Big Betty, I don't like that death call, especially that old Gay Crema.
You just go over there. I'll handle this. Just don't worry about it. Hello?
Hey, wait. I was able to hit the pound key and miss skip through the introduction or whatever, I think, if this is recording. But then, let me see if it is. I hit 9. Anyway, so I don't know if this is recording. The other thing I had to say was I went to the website and to get the cellular telephonic device number, and it's like, can't you just put like a little link there that says contacts and then put the number in, and then when you tap the number, it will pull up people's cell phones to dial the number or whatever? Or is that too technical? Or you know what I'm talking about? I think you know what I'm talking about.
Oh, Big Fatty, what was that at the end? It certainly wasn't Woodhaven, that's for sure. Y'all, that was, of course, Miss Bacon again. And Miss Bacon, thank you so much for the call. Always lovely to hear from you, even if you don't say Woodhaven. But this, your idea, sounds like something from the mix. Oh, Big Fatty, you always... I started with that too loud. But anyway, thank you for the idea, but it's not gonna happen. No, Big Fatty, it's not gonna happen.
Hey, Big Fatty, it's me, Paul the Shy Yeti.
Hi, how are you?
How are you doing?
I'm good, you?
I'm currently reporting to you from the Red Lion Hotel.
Is that like the Red Lion District?
I'm visiting my parents.
Yes,
but,
yes.
I have a gentleman caller.
Oh, Big Fatty!
I spend time with, who I've only recently met.
Yes!
In the same town as my parents, but I cannot accommodate.
Yes!
And I can't really accommodate at my parents.
Are you talking about your butthole or a place?
Yes. We're in a lovely hotel.
Lovely! Just
called
lovely.
The Red Lion.
Sadly, there's a sad...
gentleman caller has had to rush off to work.
We managed
to have breakfast first.
Oh, yes.
We had a full English.
Oh, yes, and you're a full English.
Yeah. I found that I was eating my breakfast as quickly as he was.
Yes,
he had to sort of eat his breakfast in 15
bed?
Minutes.
Did he have to eat it in bed?
But I don't.
No.
I don't have to check out of the hotel for another 2 hours.
Okay.
I'm just enjoying the nice room.
Afterglow, I believe.
It's really rather a nice hotel. When we stayed here last time, about 2 months ago.
Humpity bumpity.
I think we booked quite short notice, and also it was a busy time of year.
Yes.
And we didn't get such a great room. It was a bit small.
Great
room we got this time.
Great grandma is always busy.
There don't seem to be that many guests here.
No.
I guess. Being that it's October.
Yes!
But we got a really nice room this time.
Oh,
and it was
it's a
August,
coupon!
Or whatever it was.
You got a coupon!
So we're really pleased.
Yes!
Yeah.
Was there a happy ending?
Out in the courtyard.
Oh, meow, meow!
So yeah, I've been doing that.
We love a kitty!
I also met up with some other friends, and I'm meeting up with another old school friend.
Oh, yes! Are you going
to go for a meal tonight?
Honk the bobo
there? I
always
do far more when I come and visit my parents than I do I am back at my own flat.
Yes! Well, you become sedentary.
Where I'm sort of more in the middle of nowhere.
Yes! Really. Middle
Which
of nowhere.
Ultimately, I want to move back to my hometown.
Oh, yes, because...
it's just easier being in a small town.
Oh, it is,
It's just easier to get around and do things.
Get around, you know, like, get around.
Oh, by the way, can you thank Robot Big Fatty for doing all that recording for me?
Yes.
The episodes about his film premiere.
Oh, yes, the film.
To listen to.
It was a film.
I hope you and Poodle got tickets eventually. To see the film.
Well, you know, it's a busy time of year.
Recently appeared in.
Oh, yes, yes.
Okay, well, I better let you go.
Okay.
Just wanted to update you.
Thank you for calling.
More news soon.
More news on the
bye-bye for now.
Bobo honking. Y'all, that, of course, is the Shy Yeti. And Shy Yeti, thank you so much for the call. Always lovely to hear from you. And I hope you had a wonderful gay crema with your... breakfast in bed.
Goodbye so soon. And isn't this a crime? We know by now the time knows how to fly. So here's goodbye so soon. You'll find your separate way with time so short.
Trademark. You're a Charles.
Oh, dear gussie, Big Fatty. Who was that singing? Well, y'all, that is Vincent Price. And y'all, he's Mr. Halloween. Oh, yes, Big Fatty, Mr. And the Shy Yeti is Mr. Halloweeny. It's true. So, y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely gay crema. Y'all, I'm going to open my gay crema cards on Tamari's little show because I'll actually be opening them on Gay Crema. And then I'll put a picture. I'll put a picture of them up there. Yes, Big Fatty. And, you know, let the regular crema begin. November the 1st. It's true. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, you heard old Stinkpot, and Stinkpot, what is today?
Gay Crema, as Big Fatty would say.
Oh, yes, Big... Well, Big Fatty says a lot of things. Most of them he just pulls out of his ass.
You can leave a comment on the secure website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com. Call the voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And leave a message or just natter with the Fat One and Poodle.
Yes!
The show is part of Pride 48 and is the premier production of the RNL Podcasting Network.